AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Venezuela, opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez says his campaign has the proof it needs to show that he was the winner of the country's presidential election, despite authorities declaring President Nicolas Maduro the victor. The National Electoral Council is loyal to Maduro's ruling party, and thousands took to the streets to protest. Foreign governments also questioned the result, and the UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric.
The Secretary General calls for complete transparency and encourages the timely publication of the election results and a breakdown by polling stations.
President Biden's proposing major changes for the Supreme Court.
The court is not self-policing. The court is not dealing with the obvious conflicts of interest. We need a mandatory code of ethics for the Supreme Court, and we need it now.
He's also calling on Congress to establish term limits and to ratify a constitutional amendment that would limit presidential immunity.
I have great respect for our institutions and the separation of powers laid out in our Constitution. But what's happening now is not consistent with that doctrine of separation of powers. Extremism is undermining the public confidence in the court's decisions.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the proposal will be dead on arrival in the House. Iowa's abortion law has gone into effect. It prohibits most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. A New York judge has banned Wayne LaPierre, the former head of the National Rifle Association, from holding a paid position with the organization for a decade. However, he declined to appoint an independent financial monitor to oversee the NRA. A new way of screening for a leading cause of cancer deaths, the Food and Drug Administration has approved a blood test. In a study published in March, Guardant's Shield test caught 83% of cancers, but very few of the precancerous growths found by colonoscopy. That's the gold standard for colon cancer screening. This is AP News. Warming waters are threatening the Galapagos Islands and the unique creatures there. Karen Chamas has the story.
Divers explore the underwater habitat of many of the island's sea life. Its many creatures have always been sensitive to changes in ocean temperatures. But the significant warming from climate change in recent years has meant more pressure on the sea lions, marine iguanas, and many other species. As if that weren't enough, non-native species are disrupting the natural ecosystem even more.
We have a problem with cats. Dogs.
Naturalist guide Natasha Cabezas explains.
We used to have problems with goats, pigs, everything we brought in was a problem, especially at the beginning.
Experts say cats and pigs compete with the Galapagos giant tortoise for food, and feral pigs can wipe out a tortoise nesting site quickly. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.